Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here, of course.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
And before we chit-chat a little more about our vacations, why don't you take a listen to who we had on today, medical auditor Alice, and find out how much she's making every year.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that senior drafter Danielle is making $68,000 a year. Cha-ching. All right, on the phone with us this morning is Alice, who lives in Bremerton. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, thanks so much for calling in to be a part of Share Your Salary. It's because of people like you that we're able to do this day after day after day, and it really does help people out.
Yeah, I agree.
And maybe there's somebody right now who wants to get into the medical profession and be an auditor like you, Alice, and you're about to tell them how much money you make doing it.
Yep.
Beautiful. All right, let's get 60 seconds on the clock. And by the way, if you ever want to call in for Share Your Salary, 206-421-WOLF. If you can call right now, Slow Joe will get you on the schedule. But 60 seconds, we'll ask as many questions as we can, Alice. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song. We'll collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody. You're going to share your salary. Alice, how does that sound?
It sounds good.
Let's rock and roll. Emily, are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
So what exactly are you auditing?
I'm auditing billing, AR, the entire revenue management cycle.
Does most of what you do, Alice, involve paperwork or digital?
Most of it's digital.
So do you work for a hospital or insurance company or doctor's office?
I work for a private clinic.
So just assuming you still deal with some amount of paperwork, how many paper cuts do you get a week?
14.
Oh.
Can you wear leggings to work?
I can.
Do you have a favorite stapler?
I do not. I have a favorite stapler remover, though.
Do you ever have to go to court to testify for any of your auditing?
I might have to soon, but I haven't yet.
How often do you actually bust people?
Pretty often.
Wow.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 7 years.
How old are you, Alice? You mind if I ask?
I'm 30. No, don't mind.
I'm sorry, Emily. That is all the time we have for questions. Morning Wolf's out. Go ahead and text right now your guess to 46150 because I'm going to use one of your guesses, I promise you. How much do you think Allison Bremerton makes every year as a medical auditor? Stick around because we're going to find out in about 3 minutes right after this song.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us right now at this very moment is Allison Bremerton. Now, she's a medical auditor. Emily, what else did we just learn a couple of minutes ago?
So she's auditing like billing and revenue. She works for a private clinic and she busts people pretty often, although she's never gone to court, but she might have to soon. She doesn't have a favorite stapler, but she has a favorite staple remover.
Okay, important information. Emily, you won yesterday. You got to go first. Where you at?
I didn't get to find out if you have a college degree or not, but I'm going to go just around 60.
Okay, 60 grand. I'm going to go with Rachel, checking in this morning from Bothell. And she is a little bit higher at 75. And I like that because, you know, she's been there for 7 years. Seven years is a pretty long time these days to be at a job. And she's only 30.
It's true.
So I like where your head is at there, Rachel. Thanks so much. Slow Joe.
I'm going to sneak in and
don't go in the middle.
I'm going to cut Emily off at
62.
I'm going
62. Wow, that is a bold power move. Splitting the uprights.
Gotta do
okay,
it.
60, 62, 75. Those are our guesses. But Alice, all that really matters is how much money you make in at the end of the day. So it is time to share your salary. How much you get paid every year to be a medical auditor?
$80,000.
Whoa!
$80,000?
Yes.
Woo!
Do you need a college degree to do this?
I have a college degree, but I don't think you need one. Most of my training came on the job.
Isn't that the worst when in the game of life you take the college route and then you find out in your job you don't need it?
Yes. Oh.
So, you know, Alice, without getting into this long and lengthy conversation, I think most people have the same idea that our medical system is pretty much busted when it comes to insurance and fraud and that kind of thing. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And isn't that frustrating? Do you want to stay in that line of work, or is it going to be too much for you one day?
I like my job. I like the intricacy of what I do. I think I'm going to be in it for a long time, regardless of what happens.
Yeah, well, you're helping people from getting ripped off.
Well, and for 80 grand, I don't blame you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're like a freedom fighter. You're like Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Alice, thanks for keeping an eye on things for us. We love you. Thanks for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack. And most importantly, thank you for calling in and being willing to share your salary.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
So there you go, 80 grand. And as I said on the air, we got a lot of people checking in for Share Your Salary that didn't get a college degree that are making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, we really want our kids to go to college. It's a good thing, but man, you can make money without a college degree.
Kids, yeah. I'm thinking about my options.
Right?
This thing goes up in flames.
As you know it will. Yep. It's radio. All right, so I guess that only leaves me to talk about vacation.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think about what I could possibly bring up that might be at all interesting to anybody, because for me, you know, it's just really, like, vacation for me is not working. Emily, for you, it's like Turks and Caicos. Mm-hmm. Joe, it's a dead show in San Francisco. For me, we have a three-year-old, so it's just about not having to get up at 3:30 and go to work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of bike riding, that's normal. A lot of hanging out with my kid at home and honestly letting mom go do other things.
Yeah.
But I will say the one kind of interesting part, and the part that I really did not think through, and I wish I would have, was going plant-based a week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. When our Christmas traditions include a Kansas City barbecue dinner that my mom flies in every year that's so expensive.
Yep. And chicken tortilla soup the next day.
Oh, and there's I forgot about on New Year's Day, my wife also takes the leftover ham, and she makes this ham and bean soup and cornbread that the kids love that too. None of which I ate any of. And so on the one hand, pretty cool. I'm 1 month into this plant-based diet.
Right.
So I've gone a month. The other part of it is it took a lot of work. And we talked about it on the air. But man, if you're going to do a diet, like you and your wife are doing this whole 30 thing, do it together.
Yeah.
Man. Don't be an idiot like me and just start something and don't even tell your significant other you're doing it. And that was Emily kind of coached me up through that one. Is I was already a week in when I told my wife.
So
dumb.
Yeah, so. I think it just makes it so much easier too, because there's just less you have to think about. And then all those things you mentioned, those still happened. Like
the barbecue, the soup,
and everything. But since you couldn't partake, and I know your wife so well, and I know how mad that would make her.
Well, plus she was the one preparing most of the food.
Right.
Yeah, and even the barbecue, it comes cooked, but you just have to heat all the different dishes up. It's like Thanksgiving, but you know, my mom comes over and she bought it all. Of course, she's getting a little bit older. I don't even know if she really noticed, but we made like a huge salad before, and I basically just kind of ate that.
I was going to say, could you even eat any of the sides?
No, because what I've done is plant-based is basically vegan.
Right.
Which plant-based sounds cooler than vegan.
Right.
But what were
it's
the sides?
No milk, so it's creamy corn, which has milk and cream and probably some eggs. Then there's beans stuffed with meat.
Oh.
Mm. They're really, really good.
Right.
And then we get ribs, and then we get a package of burnt ends.
Mm.
So it was all meat and cheese, basically. So couldn't eat one bite of it. In fact,
vegans and barbecue places typically are not.
No, there's really nothing there.
Yeah.
We still have a bunch left over. I mean, because we just didn't. Normally, I'm eating most of it.
Yeah.
I think I didn't ruin the holidays. But it's safe to say, and you know me, like, I don't want to talk about it. I just want to do my own thing, and I don't want it to be the center of attention. But of course, right before I was like, hey, just don't tell anybody. I just don't want I don't want to have to explain it to your mother-in-law.
Right.
Of course, like, right away, Vanessa's like, well, Matt's on a vegan diet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you knew she's going to throw you under the bus. Yeah.
And there were so many comments, and like, what do you care? You can't eat it anyway, like, the whole time. And granted, I know she has a right to be a little disappointed by, A, the way I told her, the way I started it, and B, right before the holidays, because I didn't have to do that.
Right.
So I get it. But me being stubborn, I was already like 2 weeks in. Right. I'm like, I'm not throwing away 2 weeks just to eat ribs.
Just to make my wife happy.
To make everybody else happy. Like, I'm just not going to do it. So yeah, there was definitely some tension.
Yeah.
You know, there were lots of comments. But then I made her, and this was also a colossal effort, to say, look, babe, I know you. I know you're never going to do this because you live on your meat. But I just want you to watch this documentary so you kind of understand where my head is at.
Yeah.
So she did. And she thought it was pretty interesting. And she's like, okay. She got a little upset about there's a part in it where they talk about the agriculture industry and how much resources it takes to actually produce beef and the land and the water and the waste. And totally valid, all scientific numbers. Right. But she got a little, because that's where she came from, was the ag world, the 4-H, the farmer. Yeah. So, you know, that part, she's like, I didn't like the propaganda about the farmers, but I get everything else. And that's what I said. I go, babe, you know, those are just numbers. Yeah. I mean, that's actually what it is. Because, yeah, well, I grew up,
fake news.
Look, it's what you want to believe. What you should. And I don't care if she does it. I just wanted her to stop being mean to me about it. Yeah. So I was like, just watch it. And because I'm just doing it for, like, performance.
Right.
I want my body to run better. So anyway, that was pretty much the tension of the holidays.
So on that note,
yeah,
how long is there? Do you have like a goal in mind where you're going to say, okay, if I'm achieving like these results by this time, I'm going to stick with it. If not, I'm going to.
No, because I really didn't know. Like in the documentary, there's one cyclist who's like, oh my God, I started feeling better right away. Like the next day I was kicking ass. And then there's the guy that does the documentary. He's an MMA fighter. He goes back to the gym. And you know those things at the gym? They're called like the big ropes or whatever they're called. So he's like, if you can do ropes for, I think it's 10 minutes at my gym, you get your name on the wall.
Right.
If you can do it 10 minutes straight. He goes, I went back after 6 months of a plant-based diet because both of his knees were shattered.
Yeah.
And he goes, and I sat there, he goes, I did it for an hour. Hmm. He goes, and everybody was freaking out. He's like, I've never been able to do more than 8 minutes. I could do an hour. So that was 6 months. Yeah. So I said, you know, I'm just going to see. And if there's no noticeable change, I'll just whatever.
Whatever.
But I got to tell you, a month in, it's taken about a month, but I don't know if it's coincidental or not, because I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's because of the plant-based diet, but I've been jumping rope since the summer, twice a week, and I've never been able to go. I jump rope for 12 minutes, but I've never been able to go without having to stop. Like, I get tripped up on the rope. I'm never out of breath or whatever, but you just can't keep going. Like, you just screw up. So Monday, I jumped rope for 11 minutes straight, and I just was like, wow, I just, I've never, it was
effortless.
You're more
coordinated.
And I had I did a really hard ride last night with my buddies, and I had all these text messages because it was the best I've ever done. And I had all these texts today, like, dude, you like destroyed everybody last night.
Well, I'm
like,
good, maybe it's working.
Well, or even if it's a placebo effect and it's your mental, you know, is making you, it doesn't matter. It's working either way.
Yeah. And there's also, I couple that, I'm also reading this other book. We don't have to get to that, but I'm reading a book just about like the mind. It's called The Mind Gym, just about what you think about when you're working out and positive thoughts versus, like, you know, your brain is like your biggest enemy.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's kind of controlling what you're thinking about while you're doing something. And I think part of that too, because, you know, when you're jumping rope, you're sitting there going, don't screw up, don't screw up, don't screw up, don't trip. All your brain hears is trip, screw up. So I just replaced it with something else. Maybe that had something to do with it too. I don't know, but I feel pretty good. The one thing my wife said to me was like, you know what? You're skinny enough. Like, you're too skinny. I don't want you to wither away.
Yeah.
I actually gained weight.
Oh, yeah.
Because you eat a lot of carbs.
Yeah, you can. There's great vegan junk food. I can't remember the name of this place, but we love going there. Neither Sophie and I are vegans, but their vegan junk food is amazing.
Well, and Costco took a lot longer than normal because I was buying all different stuff, and I'm learning there's a big difference between vegetarian and vegan.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's but I will say, you guys know I went through that phase for a long, like a couple years. I weigh all my food.
Yeah.
It's way easier than that.
What about price? Are you spending more on grocees?
Less. Like when I would go to Fred Meyer just to get my boar's head, it's $20.
Oh, you like fancy meat though.
Well, I just like good taste. I mean, it's good quality meat, and it's $20 for a pound of turkey.
Wow.
$20, and I would get two. So that's $40 right there. And for the most part, I'm buying sweet potatoes, spinach, vegetables, rice. It's all cheap.
Are you buying organic?
I mean, I'm not a huge believer in that, because I know, like, if you're talking about farms, the organic field is right next to the spray field. It's like sitting in a non-smoking section of an airplane.
Right.
The pesticides kind of get intermixed. If I do, but it's more expensive.
Right.
And I know some things like bananas, it doesn't matter if it's organic or not. You have a giant peel on it that protects it from everything.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm not doing organic, but I'm definitely doing plant-based everything. So I would say maybe less money. You know, because the kind of stuff you're eating is cheap. Quinoa, sweet potatoes, spinach, vegetables, fruit. It's all really cheap.
Yeah.
So
not
meat,
as cheap as frozen pizza and ramen.
Oh, you know what? I am eating ramen. There is rice-based noodles. That's a total, like pastas are complete plant-based. Not plant-based, but vegan.
Yeah.
So lots of that. And I found some great veggie burgers at Costco. Like, you know me, I'm not a foodie, but meat is really expensive.
Yeah.
And whenever we go to Costco and we're over in the meat section, we're buying steak and chicken and salmon and all of that stuff. It's expensive, I'm thinking I'm going to spend less money.
Sweet.
So, yeah, anyway, so that was the update, just the plant-based diet tension. Dad and my bonus son had a ton of hockey games. He actually had a hockey tournament.
Dude, yeah.
When is hockey season over?
Never.
For him? Like, when is this season? Like,
I don't know. I mean, honestly.
He goes from one right into another league, right?
Well, he's on two teams, and next year he's going to play high school and travel. So it's a lot. But he loves it, and he needed it, and he's flourishing in it. And they get to hit people this year, so it's actually more fun to watch. Although he's turned into a goon. He's in the penalty box every 5 minutes. I'm like, Dylan, you got to learn how to like not just bash people.
Right.
He went from... I'm like, Dylan, you're the biggest guy out there. You got to start using your body to dude, slow down with the body. He'll skate at guys with his shoulder out. Yeah. I'm like, no, they got to have the puck.
Hey, goons are a valuable commodity in the NHL.
Yeah, I know. But no, I don't know when that's going to. I know he's got a tournament. He's got one. He's got one in California coming up. And then, like, I know Saturday the 18th, we're going to go skiing. And then we got to come back from skiing just so we can go to another hockey game.
Oh, wow.
After a full day of that.
Oof.
Yeah, kids and club sports, man.
Nope.
All right, listen, that's it. We love you guys. Tomorrow, by the way, for Share Your Salary, we are going to have oil refinery worker AJ on.
That's it.
Could be pretty interesting. So we'll see you back hopefully tomorrow. We love you. Have a good day.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.